One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, the very haunted Pine Lawn Manor, a conversation with owner Anthony Christopher. When Anthony Christopher and his wife bought Pine Lawn Manor in Sumner, Illinois, they didn't just acquire an old building. It seems they acquired a building full of restless spirits. Once rated the worst nursing home in the state, this former hotel and care facility harbors untold stories of abuse, neglect, and despair. Now it's become one of the most active paranormal hotspots in the Midwest. Many investigators have reported chilling encounters with shadow figures, heard disembodied voices, even reports of a ghostly nurse named Ed who may still roam the halls. Objects seem to materialize out of nowhere, lights flash without electricity. It seems some buildings don't forget, some spirits never leave, and some places like Pine Lawn Manor were never meant to be silent. Today on The Grave Talks, we go behind the manor's aging walls with owner Anthony Christopher. So, Anthony, thank you very much for joining me tonight on The Grave Talks. You are the owner of Haunted Pine Lawn Manor. That's in Sumner, Illinois. That's almost to Indiana. I looked at the map. How did you end up with Pine Lawn Manor?
It all started for me, like the love for antiques and the paranormal, you know. So I always enjoyed the history behind the object, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like... And I was really intrigued by the paranormal, just, you know, the unanswered questions that you have about the paranormal and the exploration of it. So how I did it, I bought the old jail out of Bridgeport, Illinois, and I started off with that, and we wound up investigating that. And while I was doing that, I heard about Pine Lawn Manor, and I always knew about Pine Lawn Manor. But Pine Lawn Manor has grown to quite the reputation at that point, especially locally. The guy was doing his tours out of there for a few years, and I was invited out to Pine Lawn because of a phenomenon that takes place at Pine Lawn Manor, which is the materialization of objects out of nowhere.
What?
And I'm thinking the same thing. And I'm thinking the same thing you are right now.
You know? Show me. Yeah.
I'm thinking BS. Honestly, I'm thinking major BS. I'm like, because I've been on paranormal investigations before, and I've never had objects materialize out anywhere, nowhere to be thrown at you. So this has been documented, and I seen his Facebook page, you know, and I seen where the marble looked like, you know, definitely shot out of the wall, and hit him. So I said, I got to go check this out for myself, you know, and I went on one of his tours, and prior to his tour starting, you know, I was the one of the few ones in the building, and I was in the Red's hallway, which we call Red's hallway in Pine Lawn. And I was in there by myself, just, you know, just kind of taking in the location. It's one of the few times I've been in there. Probably my first time in there to investigate, obviously. And it was still daylight, but it was getting darker, you know. So I was walking to come back out of the hallway, and next thing I know, a marble drops behind me. So I looked, and that just blew my mind away. So I'm just looking, I'm looking to see, you know, there's got to be somebody in here. That's the only explanation for this. Nobody in the hallway, nobody in the rooms. I was the only one there. I basically, you know, I was like, I just can't believe this just happened, obviously. So I wound up buying Pylon off Pylon Manor just off that alone.
By looking at it, and I read a little about it, was it formerly a nursing home? Was it a hotel? Was it both?
So from my understanding, and I have an author writing a book about Pine Lawn Manor and the Sumner Care Center right across the street, and I'll talk to you about that too as well. She's looked up the history on it. She can't find the original blueprints on Pine Lawn Manor, but she has documented quite a bit of history, and she's going to be having her book out on Pine Lawn in not too distant future. From my understanding, from 1965 to 1973, it was a motel. It served as a motel. And if you look at the architecture of Pine Lawn Manor, it's just that.
It does look like that, yes.
Yeah, because all the brick windows, they used to be windows. They took the windows out from the motel and bricked them off because of the fire hazards. And from 1973 all the way up until December of 2005, it was known as Pine Lawn Manor, which consisted of the mentally and physically disabled. And they all came from upwards of over by Chicago, Decatur, Champaign, and over mainly by Chicago area, Illinois. They all came from up north, and they've taken them to Pine Lawn Manor for assisted living, you know.
Do you think that it's because of that history that makes it so haunted? What do you think has created such an environment then?
I think the mix of the patients that was there. I think it's the, you know, it's the land. I think it's the motel. I think it's the abuse that these patients endured. You know, at one point in time, Pine Lawn Manor was rated the number one worst nursing home in Illinois.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. I mean, you know, with these patients having to endure what they endured, it is horrible. You know. And I don't know if I can mention this on your podcast, but a lot of this, there's a documentation of the staff members assaulting the patients physically and sexually, you know, just a horrible situation. Like some of these patients would pass away in their rooms and nobody would find them until days later because they was never checked on.
So these people had no care. They were just put there.
No. When the state of Illinois came in, they kept getting marks against them, and they kept getting marks. That's what led to them closing the doors of Pine Lawn Manor in December of 2005, because they pointed out they can't do no more. They had pending lawsuits from all the you know, patients' families and everything else. But they would when the state of Illinois came in, they didn't know the difference between the staff members and the patients, so they made the staff wear T-shirts.
And I saw some pictures of it. Did they, when they closed it down, did they just kind of leave things there? Because I saw a picture and there was walkers in the picture.
You know, they left it there. They left all the stuff there. But the guy that bought the location after Pine Lawn closed, he had trusted the wrong people, and they wind up scrapping all the metal out of Pine Lawn. They wind up burning all the original pictures and everything else from the patients out in the front yard of Pine Lawn. They wind up stripping Pine Lawn of every electrical, all the copper lines. They ripped that out of there. I mean, they did a number on Pine Lawn Manor.
So after it closed down, it never reopened again as anything, correct?
No.
Because that's probably not a really, that's not a really populated area, is it?
No. Sumner's not a big town at all. But it's just, you asked me what makes the haunting of Pine Lawn Manor. And that's the question that, I mean, I can't tell you. I can't put my finger on it. I think it's got something to do with the amount of abuse that these patients endure. Mm-hmm. And I think it's got something to do with them being mentally disabled. Physically disabled.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then too, when you think about these people who had no place else to go, once they pass away, do they feel like that's the only place they can go to? Or, you know, maybe they're more connected to the location because they didn't have options in life.
Yeah. And you got, you got names, like Ed, the main nurse of Pine Lawn Manor, actually had a massive heart attack in Pine Lawn. I believe he passed away in Pine Lawn Manor, but they didn't pronounce him dead until he was on the way to the hospital.
Because I've looked at some YouTube videos about some investigations, and several places mentioned Ed.
Yep.
So there's people who definitely think he's still there. Or for some reason, they picked up on something.
You know, Pine Lawn has probably been, and this is not just coming from me. I've had quite a few teams through Pine Lawn, and everybody says the same thing. It's one of the most haunted buildings they have been to, if not the most haunted building they've been to. That's exactly what they say. It's so crazy how you feel when you go into Pine Lawn. It's just, you have to go there to be able to take it all in. You know, if I described it to you, you'd be like, you'd go there in person and you'd be like, man, this is way worse. You know, I mean, I'm not just saying that, but
No, it's true, because so many locations, we can talk about them all day long. You walk in it and that's when you feel it.
That's when the energy hits you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so what I did was with Pine Lawn, it was so crazy. When you get alone at Pine Lawn, it's like if you ask them to do something in Pine Lawn, and I know this is strange, like if you ask them to do something, like you're talking to your grandmother or grandfather, they almost want to do it for you. Can you show me a light, like a strange light? There's been so many strange lights in Pine Lawn, more than any other location I've been to. Like just lights appearing out of like rooms, brighten up the whole room. Then it just shut off. I've seen like a strobe lights just flicker and go off. And there's no electricity in Pine Lawn.
Well, that was getting ready to be my next question, because looking at the pictures, I was getting ready to be surprised if there was electricity there, because it doesn't look like there is.
No,
wow, that's interesting.
Across the street in Sumner Care Center, there's electricity there. So when we obtained that, that's the reason why we done it, because it's actually part of the Pine Lawn. But it's more of the nursing home side of Pine Lawn, you know.
What even got you interested in owning a place like Pine Lawn? You know, have you been doing paranormal investigations for a while then?
I've been doing paranormal investigations probably for the last 5 years. I went on my first paranormal investigation up in Indiana, and we was at an old speakeasy. And we was doing EVPs, and the amount of intelligent responses we was getting back through the EVPs just floored me away. And ever since then, I've been hooked on the paranormal. Because it was like we was having a full-blown conversation with somebody that wasn't there, and it was Class A EVPs. And I was like, where's this coming from? This don't even make no sense. I mean, you know, that's paranormal. That's true paranormal right there. And ever since that, I've been hooked, you know. I've loved the history.
Me too.
I love keeping these people's memories alive. That's the biggest thing for me is when I go to tell the story about these patients at Pine Lawn, they might be passed away, but how many people's heard of Ed, honestly, the nurse? Like, if I didn't keep these people's memories alive, nobody would ever hear about Ed again, you know? And when people come in there and they try to communicate with Ed, you know, they get to tell Ed's story over again. And they get to tell Tina's story over again when she passed away from a feeding procedure, a faulty feeding procedure at Pine Lawn. There's so many people that's passed away at Pine Lawn.
Well, and these are people in life. They were just trying to get them someplace. Somebody else can take care of them. They don't have to worry about them. And whatever happens, happens. You know, it's a sad life. And then to pass away and nobody remembers you were around, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a memorial, but you're just having a, like, you know, you're able to talk about these people again. You're able to bring them back to life in a sense, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's what it's about. That's the biggest reason why I do this, honestly. It's just to keep these stories and keep these people's memories alive. And, you know, the paranormal, and also, you know, the reason I do it, I'm not going to lie, like, I love to see people scared, and I love to be scared, you know? So, I mean, you know, it's that thrill that you, it's like when you're scared, it's just like your senses that are all-time high, right or wrong, right?
Right.
I mean, when you're scared, it's just like, you know, it brings you back to that moment, you know what I mean? It brings you back to when you was a kid, you know? To when you was, you know, when you you was playing around and you was actually truly scared, you know? Yeah. So that's...
Were you born and raised in that area? Were you familiar with Pine Lawn?
No, I wasn't.
For quite a while?
I was actually born. I was born and raised in Michigan.
Okay.
I lived there for upwards of 20 years.
Which explains why you're the Wolverines fan you and I were talking about before I hit record. That explains that. Okay.
Yep, that's the biggest reason. Yeah, you're right about that. That's the biggest reason why I'm a Wolverines fan. Go Blue. There's all kinds of stuff. I could tell you, like, I created a challenge for Pine Lawn Manor. Are you aware of that?
No.
So I got the original restraints that they used to strap the patients down with, and I got a wheelchair. So I stuck the restraints in a wheelchair. So what we do is, and everybody asks me the same question. They go, where's the most haunted place in Pine Lawn Manor? I go, it could be anywhere. Honestly, it could be anywhere in Pine Lawn Manor at any given time. It could be the most haunted spot in Pine Lawn. I mean, they go, it's got to be here. No, I said it could be anywhere in Pine Lawn Manor. I mean, you know, but I do have my specific areas that I do stick the wheelchair. I had some great experiences off people. So what we do is we tie them down with original restraints to the wheelchair. We give them a two-way radio. We say, no lights. You're not allowed any lights at all. No devices. You have to sit in Pine Lawn for 15 minutes in the dark by yourself, strapped to a wheelchair. I said, if you want to tap out, all you got to do is a two-way radio me, and I will be right in within 1 minute, 60 seconds, you know. But the amount of activity that people claim, like, I mean, you know, you're in the dark by yourself, first off. You're tied to a wheelchair. And if you're getting all this activity that's around you, I mean, that's a little bit intimidating. Don't you agree?
Intimidating, I would say terrifying would be the word for me.
Terrifying, yeah, there you go. Make that better.
Yeah, I'd be terrified.
And you know, that's funny that you say terrifying because there's a couple people that's mentioned it is that it's like terrifying, you know? So it's like...
I like to think I could do something like that, but I know me and how my brain works. No, and just not being able to get up and run, that would kind of freak me out. So that adds a whole nother layer to it.
Like people say they've seen like intelligent responses when you tell them to knock once, what's your favorite cake, you know, blah, blah, you know, so on and so forth. And you knock once if that was your favorite, knock twice if no. They've had like solid 10 or 15 minutes of intelligent activity. Then another person will say, he saw an, or like other people would say, and they all, a lot of them have come up with the same things, you know, and some of them are different. But the one said that we saw orbs like dancing for like 5 minutes straight. And I questioned that. I was like, are you sure that you've seen orbs for 5 minutes straight? And it's all been documented. This ain't coming from me. It's coming from them. I'm just telling you what they told me. They said, yeah, we seen it, man. And it said, like, that just blows me away. It blew my mind away that, you know, what we saw for so long, you know.
Yeah.
And then certain people see like a shadow man peek out of the doorway and peek itself back. That happens all the time at Pine Lawn Manor, you know. And another person said, well, I seen a shadow coming. I seen a figure coming up to me. I said, and you didn't tap? I would have tapped right away.
Yeah.
You know, if I seen some black shadow figure coming up to me in the dark, guess what? I'm saying, hey, get in here, get in here, you know.
No kidding. Have you had many people successfully do the challenge, though?
There has been definitely people that have successfully done the challenge. They're just willing to put themselves in that predicament, you know. They're willing to vulnerize themselves, like, vulnerability is what they're doing. Yeah. It's like they're at the will of the paranormal, you know, that's happening. Uh-huh. And I don't know why they haven't tapped, because what they're explaining to me would make a lot of people tap. And they're just, you know, they said that's just the most awesome experience I've ever had, especially on a challenge at a paranormal location.
But that does go back to what you were saying about being scared. You know, some people like that adrenaline, which is why they do that to start with.
I like to be scared, but I don't like to be scared shitless.
And you know what? There's a huge difference. No, there is definitely a difference.
I like to be jump scared. I like when they surprise the hell out of you with the disembodied voices or whatever. That never gets old, right? So it's like every time you hear somebody's voice that's not there at that location, that's my favorite thing. You know, it's like that just throws you back. I mean, it throws you back. Like, why am I hearing these voices that shouldn't even be possible?
Now, you're married, and is your wife like, hey, this is a great idea, honey, let's buy the place? Or was she more like, now, why do you want to do this again?
Well, she opened up to the possibility, because so at first she was like, why do we need another old building for? You know, why do we need another old building? And I'm like, well, just wait and see. Just wait and see. And she's fell in love with Pine Lawn Manor. You know, I know it's strange. I know it's, when you say you love a building, I mean, I know that doesn't sound right, but it's like everything that's happened to a lot of people's had a lot of experiences out of Pine Lawn Manor, you know, mm-hmm. great experiences as far as paranormal goes. And it's like, and me, myself included, and my wife too. And it's like, when you have these experiences out of a location that should not happen, you shouldn't get marbles thrown at you. You shouldn't get other objects like thrown at you. And it's like, and you're getting responses from whatever you're dealing with, or whatever you're talking to, communicating with. It's like you form a relationship, you know.
You
know, does that make sense?
Yeah, because I was someplace recently, a town a couple hours away from where I live, and it's a haunted mortuary. So I went over there to do the interview in person. And she said she really felt like the building chose her as much as she chose the building. Like it was like she just knew she was supposed to be there. And I have had several people tell me that they just, minute they walked in, they knew it.
I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, the building just, you become one with the building and the building becomes mm-hmm. one with you. I mean, it really does. And it's like, you know, kind of like a child, I guess, you know, you want to protect it, you know.
And it is like it's not like it's just an empty, vacant building. There's an energy to it. There's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
And in fact, an energy that changes, I would guess, too, day to day.
You know, everything's different. Like every time you go into Pine Lawn Manor, you'll. Like there's, I haven't even got to the nuts and bolts of what's really going on in Pine Lawn. Like, we call him a trickster. So the guy, the person that likes to materialize objects out of nowhere, they came up with the name trickster on him because he likes to play tricks. Like, he'll throw stuff at you that you're not least expecting it. Or there's actually a, and we've proven this to be true too. It's a full blown, it sounds like somebody walking through the attic with boots on.
You know, so here's the thing. When I was a kid, I would hear that every night. Maybe not every night, but if looking back on it, it felt like it was every night. But it sounded like a man in heavy boots walking out of the upstairs bathroom along the railing to the stairs, sometimes down the stairs, sometimes he would just stop. That is such a distinct sound, and it's really creepy when you know there's nobody there. It's like, okay, yeah. If nobody's in the attic, what's that?
Exactly.
Like, just that feeling of hearing that and knowing that there's nobody there.
So. You know, one of the last teams that was in Pine Lawn, it wasn't one of the last teams. It's been quite some time ago, but they just put the video out of Pine Lawn, and they recorded a EVP, and he said, is all the hauntings in these locations the same? And the distinct EVP said, no, they're different. These locations are actually different from each other.
And how big a space is Pine Lawn Manor? How many rooms did it have? Because it looks pretty good size.
Yeah, so between Pine Lawn Manor and the Sumner Care Center, you're approximately about 70,000 square feet of buildings.
Oh, wow. That is huge. So the one across, it's across the street, the Sumner Hospital? Yeah.
The Sumner Care Center, yep.
Sumner Care Center. Is that also empty these days?
Yeah, we obtained the Sumner Care Center last year. There was a guy squatting in the Sumner Care Center for several years, and they finally was able to get him out of the Sumner Care Center. And when they did, I took it over, and I had done a tremendous amount of work to the Sumner Care Center just in cleaning the care center to the point to where it is now. And I thought the Sumner Care Center, just due to the fact that this guy was squatting for so many years, I knew it was haunted, but how haunted was it going to be? I didn't know that. And I knew it was haunted. I mean, there's multiple suicides, quite a few deaths in there over the years that's taken place. And ever since I've taken it over and we've got more teams out there, it's to the point now, and this ain't coming from me. I know what I saw in the Sumner Care Center. And I'll tell you that here in just a split second. This last particular team we had come out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the two in the team drove to the Sumner Care Center, and they started investigating there at the Sumner Care Center. So they wanted me to come back to do the challenge that I was talking to you about at Pine Lawn. But when I came back, it was about, I'm assuming it was right around about 11 o'clock at night. They said, oh man, we've done got everything we came here for. We've done, this place is no joke. As far as like, I guess they saw an apparition, and for some particular reason, they grabbed a broom and they was chasing an apparition with a broom. And I know that sounds completely, I got to question some of the stuff sometimes, but it's like they swore up and down, they saw an apparition, they was chasing it with a broom.
But maybe it was just that kind of reflex. Like, oh my gosh, maybe. There's something there. So you grab something to arm yourself and you happen to get a broom.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
I know. It was wild.
It was just reaction.
To them, man, they saw the apparition, and just amount of evidence they caught within that short period of time that they had enough for what they was doing. They're gonna their video is gonna be out on Roku, I guess, or Fire Stick or something like that. I have to look that up. They're on the Facebook page of Pine Lawn also. Yeah, their episode is gonna be out on there. But they said they're going back to Green Bay. They're coming back to Pine Lawn. They're gonna do Pine Lawn Manor.
Do you think that haunting, since the proximity to these two buildings is so close, do you think they kind of, is there some kind of way the energy just kind of grows, it feeds off itself? You know, one energy, or maybe they can go place to place.
You know, with how active the care center is at this point in time, I would say it would have to be maybe they share energy.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I don't know that. I'm just,
I mean, nobody really can tell you definitively anyway, but it just is interesting to me that there's two locations so close that are so active.
You know, in the another friend of mine, he does his live feeds quite frequently, but both locations. And, you know, he's talking about how active both locations were, like extremely active, you know, and he's like, which one, you know, he actually said something about the care center that was leaning towards his favorite. So we went into Pine Lawn and I told the spirits there, you know, can you show him how active you can be? And I guess that evening it just, he got his world flipped upside down, I guess.
Really?
And, I still don't know to the point on how quite what happened with him, but, you know, I said, it's like a heavyweight fight right now. That's what I refer to the two buildings. It's like when you got two heavyweight fighters, getting ready to box. I mean, you know, you don't know who's going to win that fight. That's how active the care center is. And I didn't, to be honest with you, if you'd have told me it was going to be that active, I would have almost called BS on it, you know, in the beginning, because nobody knew how active it was going to be. But, you know, with the last few teams that came out of there and the amount of intelligent responses that you're getting off the devices and the amount of noises and stuff. And me and my wife and the oldest daughter and her, now it's her fiance, we was all standing in the care center at the nurse's station. And this is my particular story with the care center that we saw like a shadow man. That's what I claim him to be, because I couldn't make out any features. I just knew I seen his arms, his head, his neck, his shoulders, his legs. And it just floored me away because I didn't know what I was looking at. I was like, you know, my wife's taken back by this because she's walking into me. She don't get, honestly, my wife does not get scared about paranormal at all. Like, she's done the challenge at Pine Lawn Manor by herself for, I put her
in. Oh, she's brave. She's brave.
I stuck her in the chair for Pine Lawn for 30 minutes. I mean, I doubled it up on her.
And she's like, I'll
and
show
I
him.
Won't do that challenge. I will not do that challenge. I created the challenge and I won't do it. Because of the stuff I've seen. I've seen too much, you know?
Man, that's impressive that she did it for 30 minutes.
Well, she was supposed to. She was supposed to do it for 15. I just doubled it. But, we're sitting in the care center, and this thing's coming towards us. I said, stop. Because I was like, man, this thing is not stopping. And it did not stop. I was like, gosh dang, what the hell is, you know, what is this? I know what I'm seeing, but come on. I said, and this was just a natural instinct. I said, stop in the name of Jesus Christ. And it dissipated.
Right in front of you.
And you know, and I'm not saying religion. I'm not claiming to, any way for anybody that's going to watch this or anything like that. If you're not religious, that's fine. You know, everybody's got their own beliefs. But for me, that's the only thing I could say at that particular moment. Because I was like, you have to stop, you know.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the very haunted Pine Lawn Manor with owner Anthony Christopher. For more information, just search Haunted Pine Lawn Manor and Rehab Center on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.